Welcome to the Midnight Amen Masterclass, Bassline Color in Ableton Live 12. In this lesson, we're taking a plain sampled bass idea and turning it into a dark, rolling drum and bass bass line that feels alive, not just heavy in the low end, but full of movement, texture, and personality. That's what we mean by color. It's the grit, the motion, the edge, the little details that make a bass line feel like it belongs in a real DNB track instead of just sitting there as a low note. This is a beginner-friendly lesson, but we're going to work in a very practical way, using stock Ableton devices wherever possible. So if you're following along, don't worry about having a giant plugin collection. We're building this with simple tools, good choices, and a proper workflow. First, let's talk about the sound source. The best bass sample to start with is one that already has some character. You want something short, focused, and rich enough to react well to processing. A synth bass stab works great. A rewound bass hit works great. A resampled reese can be amazing. Even a vocal-like bass burst can work, if it has enough low-mid energy and some harmonics. If you don't already have a bass sample, you can make one yourself. Start with a simple synth like analog or wavetable. Use one oscillator, a saw or square wave, and shape it into a short bass note with a quick envelope. Then resample it into audio. That gives you a solid starting point for chopping and processing. What you're looking for is a sample that's short, not too clicky, and strong in the low-mid range, somewhere around 80 to 300 Hz. That range gives you body and character without becoming a muddy mess. Now load that sample into a new MIDI track in Ableton, and it'll open in simpler. For this kind of bass work, classic mode is a good starting point because it keeps playback straightforward. If the sample is a one-shot and doesn't need stretching, turn warp off. That keeps things clean and avoids weird timing artifacts. Now tune the sample. This part matters a lot more than beginners often realize. If the bass is out of key, the whole groove can feel weak even if the sound is cool. So transpose it until it sits properly with your track. If needed, set the root key too. And if you want a tight, punchy bass, keep the voice count low. One voice is often enough. That helps the hits stay focused and avoids messy overlap. Before we start adding color, let's clean the sample. Drop an EQ8 after simpler. First, gently high pass around 25 to 30 Hz to remove subrumble you don't need. Then listen for muddy buildup, usually somewhere around 200 to 400 Hz, and trim that if necessary. If the sample has harshness, maybe around 2 to 5 kHz, ease that down a bit too. We're not trying to sterilize the sound. We are just making space for it to sit properly in the mix. Now here's a really important mindset shift. Think in layers, not one bass sound. In DNB, especially this kind of rolling jungle-influenced style, the bass usually works better as two parts. One part is the sub, and one part is the character, the mid-bass, the color layer. The sub gives you weight, the color layer gives you identity. So let's build a clean sub layer on a second MIDI track. Use operator if you have it, and make a sine wave. Keep it simple, no distortion, no drama, just a pure low foundation. Keep it mono, and if you want a little glide between notes, use only a subtle amount. The sub should stay stable, centered, and controlled. Anything below roughly 120 Hz should remain mono in almost every situation. Then your sampled bass becomes the mid-bass layer. That's where the fun starts. Go back to simpler and start shaping the sound with a filter and amp envelope. A low-pass filter is a great starting point for a darker mood. Set the cutoff somewhere in the 120 to 250 Hz zone if you want it deep and moody, or open it a bit more if you need extra bite. Keep resonance modest unless you want a more pronounced tone. On the amp envelope, use a very quick attack, a short decay, low sustain, and a short release. That gives you a plucky, controlled hit that works well with fast drum and bass rhythms. If the sample feels too still, you can use Simpler's LFO for subtle movement. The key word there is subtle. We're not doing wild wobble bass here. We're just nudging the filter enough to make the line breathe and feel alive. Now let's add color with Ableton devices. A really practical mid-bass chain is EQ8, saturator, auto filter, drum bus, and then utility. Start with EQ8 if the bass needs some shaping. A small cut in the boxy low-mid area can help, especially around 250 to 500 Hz. If the bass needs more note definition, a slight boost around 800 Hz to 2 kHz can help it speak more clearly on smaller speakers. Just don't overdo the top end, because we still want this to feel dark and rolling. Next is saturator. This is one of the easiest ways to give your sample more harmonics, and make it feel fuller. Turn on soft clip, add a few dB of drive, maybe around 3 to 8 dB to start, and listen carefully. You want grit and density, not a blown-up mess. Keep the output level under control so the sound stays balanced. After that, auto filter is your movement tool. Use it to shape the vibe over time. A low-pass or band-pass filter works well. You can automate the cutoff so the bass gets a little darker in one section and a little brighter in another. That kind of subtle change is perfect for this style. It keeps the line evolving without turning into chaos. Then add drum bus for some of that D&B attitude. A little drive goes a long way. Use crunch sparingly if you want extra grime. Usually, boom is not something you want on the mid-bass layer because the sub is handling the weight already. Think of drum bus here as a texture and punch tool. Finally, use utility to keep things under control. If the bass feels too wide, narrow it. If you need to make sure the low end stays solid, check that the bass is behaving properly in mono. Clean translation matters, especially in bass music. Now let's talk rhythm, because this is where a lot of beginner bass lines either lock in or fall apart. A great drum and bass bass line is not just about sound design. It's about where the notes happen. You want to leave room for the kick and snare, especially the snare on beats 2 and 4. If the bass fights the snare, the groove loses impact. So build a simple 2-bar MIDI phrase. Start with a note on the 1. Then maybe a short answer on the end after 1. Then another note just before beat 2. Let the snare hit breathe. In the second bar, repeat the idea but change it slightly. Maybe add a pickup into the next loop. You do not need a lot of notes. In fact, short notes often feel bigger than long ones because they create space and tension. That's a really important point. In this style, silence is part of the groove. The gaps make each hit feel more intentional. Now let's make the bass feel more like a sample jungle weapon and less like a static loop. One great trick is reversing a bass tail. Duplicate the bass sample, reverse one copy, and use it as a lead-in to the main hit. That sucking motion into the note adds a dark, cinematic feel instantly. Another powerful workflow is resampling. Once your processed bass sounds good, record it to audio. Then chop the best moments and reuse them as new hits. That's a classic jungle and D&B move. Process, resample, chop, rearrange. It gives you tighter control and often produces more interesting phrasing than trying to design everything in real time. You can also add a tiny ambient layer underneath. A bit of vinyl crackle, a rain texture, tape hiss, or a distant field recording can add atmosphere. Just high pass it heavily so it doesn't interfere with the bass. This kind of layer helps the track feel like a world, not just a loop. Automation is where you add life, but keep it focused. Don't automate everything. Pick one or two things only. The best choices are usually auto filter cutoff, saturator drive, or the simpler filter. You can also automate reverb sends on selected hits if you want a little trail or space. The sub should stay steady. The movement belongs to the color layer. A nice beginner-friendly arrangement might go like this. Start with an intro that has atmosphere and maybe some filtered drums, but not the full bass yet. Then bring in the first drop with the full break, the clean sub, and the mid-bass loop. After that, strip things back in a breakdown. Let the bass disappear or get heavily filtered so the listener feels the absence. Then bring in the second drop with a variation. Maybe a new chop, a slightly brighter filter saying, or a higher response note. That pressure and release is a huge part of what makes D&B exciting. It's not just about maximum energy all the time. It's about making the return of the bass feel powerful. Here are a few common mistakes to avoid. First, don't let both the sample and the sub fight for the low end. That gets muddy fast. Split the roles clearly. Second, don't distort the sub too much. Keep the sub clean and mono. Let the mid-bass take the abuse. Third, don't ignore the drums. A bass line that sounds huge in solo can completely wreck the groove with the break. Keep checking the full loop. Fourth, don't make every note too long. Long notes can blur the rhythm and reduce impact. Shorter notes usually hit harder in this style. And fifth, don't ignore tuning. A bass sample that's slightly off can make the whole track feel less confident. Always make sure it sits in key. If you want to push this further, try a few pro-style variations. You can alternate note length between phrases, so the first bar feels tight and the second bar breathes a little more. You can create a darker response version of the bass by duplicating it, filtering it more, lowering the volume, and using it only in the second half of a phrase. You can also test the same sample in different octaves. One octave down might give you thickness. One octave up might give you tension. And if a note overlaps just a little on select hits, that can create a human, dubby movement that feels great in a rolling groove. Another smart trick is making a dirty parallel layer. Duplicate the mid-bass, process the copy more aggressively with saturator, redux, or band-pass filtering, and blend it in quietly underneath the main sound. That gives you more grit without losing clarity. For your practice exercise, build a small two-bar loop. Use one sampled bass in simpler, one clean sine sub in operator, and write a rhythm that leaves space for the snare. Add EQ8, saturator, auto filter, and drum bus to the mid bass. Then automate the filter cutoff so the line starts darker and opens slightly by the end of the phrase. If you can, resample the processed bass to audio and chop one of the best hits into a new call and response idea. If you do that successfully, you'll have one clean sub, one textured mid bass, one resampled variation, and a groove that actually feels like it belongs in a dark DNB track. So let's wrap it up.